The Woodman in the Morning on K104. It's
a
new day.
A rare printing of the U.S. Declaration of Independence has been discovered at the National Archives.
I heard about that.
In the U.K.
There you go.
As I undid it, there were these big letters, Declaration, on the top. So I called over to my boss and said, I think you need to come and have a look at this. I opened it up and realized it was a Declaration of Independence of the United States of America. I could feel my stomach sort of thinking, oh, I think I need to calm down here. It's the birthplace, the start of a new nation.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some irony in this, that it was discovered in the UK, making it one of only 11 known surviving copies and the only one to exist outside the United States. Now, there are a number of these rare printings of the Declaration of Independence that have been either on display in museums, or they're owned by individuals who have been able to buy them. Now, this document was found by a volunteer who was cataloging old naval records and traced its journey back to an American privateer ship captured by the British Royal Navy during the Revolutionary War. Now, the Declaration had remained hidden in the British archives for 250 years after being seized and forwarded to naval officials in London. Apparently, it was supposed to be turned over to the court instead, but now they have the only known copy, original copy, or original rare printing, because remember back then they had to print each copy of this
send it back manually.
No, I don't think they will. I think actually it could be interesting to have on display in the UK, because in a UK historical museum showing one of these versions of the Declaration of Independence from America, I mean, that's
pretty wild.
That's epic. I mean,
The Woodman in the Morning on K104. It's a new day.